My neighbor Roy was down at the new watering hole the other day trying to decide between the 36 microbeers they have going stale on tap. So many choices, so little time. Finally, after inquiring about a couple of their options with the bartenders, who really didn't know much of anything about any of them, other than reading the name off the tap, Roy asked her what she preferred. Roy's single and probably thought it would give him a leg up on a possible dating opportunity if he ordered same as her. So what if she's 20 years younger, drinking the same beers, one rung up the ladder of shared likes? Now, if she liked to fall asleep on the couch watching ESPN after a hearty dinner of peanuts, Doritos, and vodka tonics, Roy was in like Flint, a match made, if not in heaven, somewhere this side of internet dating. Bud Light, she told him, beer of choice. Bud Light, he repeated, sorely disappointed. It was as if they'd gone to a white linen restaurant, asked his waitress what was good this evening, and been told Big Macs. With fries. Roy told me he actually considered ordering a Bud Light so as not to hurt her feelings. Roy, as you can see, is a sensitive man. Although his first wife, and second one too, might disagree. He met them both in bars late at night in Stanwinopolis. Poor lighting, I guess, or lack of competition. A relationship probably lasts longer built on more than a shared thirst, but I'm not a marriage counselor. Roy finally decided he'd just go somewhere else to find a beer. Maybe he'd noticed her wedding ring, or maybe it was just too many unknowns on all those taps. Down at the South End, we like to keep it simple, but not too simple.